Don't dream for lesser things. I used to know this guy. Oftentimes, after a few drinks, we'd talk about random wishes about random things. And once he admitted that sometimes he wished he were a young, gorgeous lady, not from a weird sexual fetish standpoint, but from an economic standpoint. He worked on his family farm, one that he was in line to run once his dad decided to retire. Hard work, no guarantees of success. While many would love to have this kind of stable situation, he didn't really enjoy it. He wanted to travel, take some time off, find his own way, etc. I didn't really know him that well, so I'm not really sure if these were random complaints or not. For those living lives of economic uncertainty, which is most everybody these days, a set job for life would be a dream come true. But from a grass is always greener perspective, we generally want what we don't have. And for him, he'd never really known anything different. He had a degree in something and it wasn't like he was stuck. He could have gone a completely different way with his degree, but he decided to stick with the family business. But during these often drunken complaining times, he admitted he wished he was a gorgeous girl because, in his opinion, gorgeous girls have it easy, which is pretty true, although gorgeous girls will actually get very angry if you suggest this directly to them. But studies have proven this, that the halo effect is real. So it's pretty normal to wish you have a halo effect. If you don't, you'd get much better results from job interviews. You'd get much more attention from the opposite sex. You'd never have to worry too much about your social calendar. But for most people, this halo effect is a factory setting, a genetic gift, like being born into a rich family or a noble family back in the day. But there are plenty of other ways that people are attracted to other people. The halo effect is the most superficial, and it works well today because most people today are pretty superficial until you dig beneath the surface and you find that most people have way more than their looks. That's when you can start to build your own custom halo effect, calibrated specifically toward the people you are in a conversation with and at even time. Once you begin to understand this halo effect, you'll realize something even better. That superficially genetic halo effects are not very flexible, and they have a half-life. The older you get, the less they work. But for custom halo effects, the opposite. The more you practice halo effect skills, the stronger they'll get, and the more attractive they'll get, and the more valuable they and you will become. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.